420. Mr. Grow It. From the Stash Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Stash Blend. I've been using Stash Blend for over a year now, and it's awesome. One of the things that I really like is that it saves me money. It's a whole bunch of different inputs in one. So I no longer have to go out there and buy a silica bottle, then a separate seaweed bottle, beneficial bacteria, then a separate one for mycorrhizal fungi. All of that plus more is in this one blend. Go to stashblend.com to learn more about it. And I also have a link down in the YouTube description section below.
Thank you to AC Infinity for sponsoring today's video. Consider checking out the automatic water sprayer. It comes with a rechargeable sprayer with a 2200 milliamp power capacity. Supports up to 3 hours of continuous water diffusing. You can even modify the direction and spread of the spray with just a twist of the nozzle. Head on over to acinfinity.com, use promo code THESTASH15, and save a few dollars off at checkout.
Boys!
Hey! What up, boys?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Another in-person episode.
Yeah, yeah. Barely happened, though.
Barely, almost didn't.
So glad we're
almost
here.
Said no.
Yeah.
The world almost said no to us. It wasn't even our choice.
Rob's contract was almost up.
It was. And I was getting ready to sign with Sprint.
He was like, I'm not going
to
do it.
And I was going to be the new Sprint guy, face of Sprint. And
the T-Mobile came along. And we were like,
you know, T-Mobile bought it out. So the deal's off the table. So here I am.
What a catastrophe.
Yeah. I'm back.
You guys went through your own individual catastrophes just trying
that
to get
too,
it.
That too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, yeah, yeah, that. So, yeah. So for us to get here, I don't drive, I have to fly. And that's sketchy enough as it is, but my flight, and typically every time we've come down here, it's been seamless. Aside from the times that I arrive and I leave, it's seamless.
Other than the times, every time it's easy, other than when I get here and when I leave.
Yeah. It's just the times.
Once
I have
I'm
to sit
here.
All by myself all the time.
I know.
But this time, I'm driving to the airport, or I'm just about at the airport, and then I think it was Wink that posted in the chat that you guys were...
Delayed 90, 5 hours?
No, at first it wasn't 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First,
it was like 90 minutes?
4 hours, and then it turned to six.
It was right away? It was four? Yeah, so I saw you, and I was like,
Yeah, I know. He was like the immediate, like, that sucks to be.
I'm going to meet you there. And then as soon as I get to the airport, my wife texts me a message of the little picture of our ticket, and it says flight delayed 160 minutes.
Oof. Like, yeah.
Oh. 3 hours? And then so as the 3 hours is ticking up, next thing I hear, it won't be available until 7 o'clock. And that's now 4 hours. And then it's not until 9 o'clock. And I was like, holy geez, I'm just sitting in the airport and I was just drinking because I had nothing else to do. Because I couldn't toke anything. I couldn't do anything. And I was like, I was alone. So I just doubled down on the alcohol to keep me company, and I must have powered through like 15 drinks, and I was pretty sloppy. And then I slept the whole way from Calgary to here. I was just slugged out.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was pretty sober.
Yeah, it sucked on our ride. We were about 10 minutes out. It was about a 45-minute drive. That wasn't too bad. But then it says there's a delay, and I'm like, are you serious? And we were, like, amped, like we're going to a party or something to go on an airplane. We're like, all right, let's get this. Let's go. Listen to some pump music. I'm like, yeah. Really ready, you know? And all like, wait, we brought this. This is going to be smooth. Everything's great. And then, boom, delay. I'm like, what? So we head back, stop in this little town called Coopersville. I call it Poopersville.
You guys drove, so you went to the airport, got delayed, and you drove back?
Just went back, yeah, man. I was going to wait for 6 hours. Just hang out at the airport. I'm like, we're going to go back and get blazed, bro.
That's what I had to do.
So we go back. We go to this place, and, like, it legit was, like, the boondocks, man. Like, we pull up. We go to this little diner, and, like, everybody's looking at us just, like screwed face. And I'm wondering what the deal is. And of course, I'm not thinking my hat brightly displayed as that, and my shirt brightly displayed, and Wink's shirt. We're just, like, just these stoners walking into this little country bumpkin diner. Everyone's looking at us funny with that Shane Gillis face, and I'm just like, we should leave soon. We should get out of here. And ended up going back to the crib, chilling, smoking some more, luckily a lot more, and then finally made our way here. But then there was a delay once we got to the airport again. The bagel place was closed that me and Wink always get traditionally. Everything was delayed. Like, I was just so mad. And then the people on the flight were just dumb. Like, Wink was so mad. I thought he was trying to fight this kid. But I'm like, no, he's injured. So I would have to fight this kid.
You had two drunks kicked off your plane.
And then we had two drunk chicks kicked off. It was all of it. It was so much so that I was like, let's turn around, boys. This is it. This is a sign, man.
This is the chaos that ensues when the airlines get behind. And this is all because Vegas had a little bit of rain.
All
because
of Vegas here, Vegas.
Sprinkle. I
like how you pointed, Chris. Like, all because of Vegas
here.
Shower.
It wasn't even wet when we got here.
Not at all. No.
I was like, did it rain at all, or did they just not want us?
City closes down.
Yeah, they're like,
My local driver.
Everybody's panicking.
My Lyft driver was telling me, though, it's because of the mountains. Because down here, it can feel as if it's calm and cool, collect, but 30,000 feet in the air, it's a makes little sense. Bit more rough as the wind comes off the top of the mountain.
We were shaking like Don Knotts out there, man, or like a recovering alcoholic. We were just trying to get through there, dude. So it was a little sketchy. We had the Benjamin Button. Unfortunately, we didn't sneak a token there. We should have been, because it was pretty loose and lax. Everybody, the chick sitting next to us was drunk, squirted water all over me. Everybody was drunk out there. Everybody
what else
was yelling.
Do you do?
Oh, geez.
6 hour wait. Everybody was
so
drunk.
So this is literally the airlines making more money.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because I spent at least $100 on alcohol.
This is really what it was. Now that I'm thinking about it, we just got played.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They quote you your time, and we got there really fast. Yeah, what's up with that? Now that you say that.
Well, you made a good point, though. That it was
it's all confusing,
like,
to me.
There was the delay, so it was just like, just go.
Well, the dude was spitting some lingo, some things I didn't understand. He was saying, he's like, well, with the coordinates in the gate zone, we probably get about 7 knots going through normal delivery in the term like, system. And I was just like, what did you mean? I'm like, what is this guy even talking about, man? Like, it was just all like, literally hitting us with pilot vocabulary, so we would just be like, oh, it must be technical.
Yeah, it's all fine.
like an attorney or something, some jargon. I'm like, yeah, okay, all right. No, he's working hard.
What a way to start an episode. Gosh. I'm telling you right now, it's like, welcome to From the Stats.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Good, hey, guys. What's up? You here? What it actually is, right? Because all this stuff this dude is rambling about, I'm like, what the hell does it even mean? I don't get it. And maybe it was used wrong. I don't know.
And that's how a lot of new growers feel when they come in here. We're just talking cannabis.
And they have no idea.
Yeah. Cannabis.
Grow lingo.
Yep, cannaboo.
Cannalingo.
You know, we can't say the whole
vocabulary.
Growcabulary.
We wanted to talk a little about some common words, some common things. And like, that's again,
there's a lot of them.
Somebody's hitting you with all this vernacular that's too spectacular and you don't understand. You can't follow up on it. Yeah. It's frustrating and you feel lost and it feels overwhelming. And most times it's just a quick explanation of a few words. Or
we've
acronyms.
Got comments time to time where people are like, I don't understand this jargon. You know, what is this stuff? You know,
it's funny because until you invented VPD, I had no idea what it was, and then you had to explain it to me. You're like,
really discovered VPD, Dr. Chris.
Yeah. So I was lost, but so you're not. There's a in my opinion, there's a ton of lingo out there that can mean something, or I hope it means something. But or is misunderstood or wrong
how it's used out of context.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of stuff like that. I want to start one off right here, and this one isn't like, a little bit. Gas. Let's get this out of the way.
Gas.
Stop eating food and saying that was gas, because then people think that bud, when it's good, like, that's just gas. No, it's not gas. Gas is a fuely, funky, piney, diesely, nasty, just kerosene. Ugh. That's gas. Gas is not fruity. It's not loud.
It's not fire.
No, it's not fire. Like, I'm tired of this. These kids are like, the pizza was so gas. Dude, those laws were so gas. It's like, dude, if you say it again, I'm going to smack you. You're ruining it for me, because when I go somewhere and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get some gas, it's like, check out this orange dumpler, pineapple upside down cake cultivar. I'm like, I said gas. I'm like, yeah, smell it though. All fruit. I'm like, okay, so let's get this right. Gas is describing a terpene of the cultivar. Gas is not the quality of the cultivar.
This message brought to you by Grandpa Rob.
Thank you. I'm tired of these kids.
I can't stand today's music.
Get it's off my music. Yard. I'm so sick of it though, man. It's the same thing with
a
like
loud.
Loud would even be comparable too, where people will be like, "Name some louds," and it'll just be really pretty.
There's Grandpa Rob again. That's too loud.
I don't want the loud.
Where's that loud stuff?
Loud isn't exotic. Would be the crazy looking stuff, right? Exotic would be crazy looking. Loud would be that's loud. Like, it's loud. It stands out. It makes a lot of noise because it stinks a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
for this one. For this one, I feel as if now we're kind of just making a definition fit. Because in fairness, loud is being too much noise.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like to say that then
the smell is too much noise.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like there is this a little is bit like urban culture, 100%. Yeah. And that's why I get that, because loud could be the visuals. Like, look, it's loud. He's walking around. His outfit's super loud. That's where I get that. But in terms of when somebody who's new to this is like, I'm looking.
Tasty, be like, that's loud. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, you know, some people misuse the loud.
That's kind of my point there. And I think that's the same thing where there's, that'd be like vocabulary in a sense, or like culture vocabulary or slang. But then again, there's things that are actual factuals. Like, one thing we need to make sure people say properly is trichome.
Trichomes?
Trichromes?
Trichrome? Trichome.
Trichome.
Trichome. Trichome. It's so easy to throw that out. Like, I swear people say that, and like at the grocery store, nobody wants to like correct them. Like, did he say trichome?
Well, it's because it comes from the best strands.
Yeah, the best strands, too.
I had a coworker that would call it strands.
Rappers always call shit strands.
The whole time, because he's like, he had a lot of money and he ended up having a CBD farm, well, a hemp farm, and he made CBD products. And he
bunch of different strands.
Strand. Yeah. You know, he's a newer grower and stuff. Anyways, strands.
That sickens me. Yeah. And I know we probably sound like pompous dudes the way that we're saying this. Like, he's sitting
there. This is the granddad episode.
Yeah, this is grandpa. This is our showing back our in age.
Back in my day, we didn't get the effects of indica and sativa that we're getting today.
That's one too. That's
that drives me so bonkers.
Indica sativa.
Yes, and yeah,
we're talking plant structure and growth. What? Indica sativa.
I like the effects.
Morphology.
Well, I want to have. I only smoke sativas in the day and indicas at night.
There's been like, a miss kind of representation of it, because there would have been a time. Not long before me, where I believe, maybe it's plausible, that indica would have had a particular structure, characteristic, perhaps, form about it that would represent...
Dense bud structure, fat, you know?
That would also represent, something that would be desirable more so than a sativa. And maybe those climates that allowed those particular strands...
We just used the wrong words.
This is going to be a fun episode.
He's just sneaking
it's like,
in.
It's like
it rolled off the tongue so well. I didn't even notice until Chris laughed.
Those areas are probably more likely, or not probably, they may be more likely to create environments that allow for particular terpenes than environments that harbor more indicas.
Yeah.
But I believe now, through the evolution of breeding, those qualities no longer exist. You're not getting those indica type feelings or sativa type feelings, not even close. You're getting a blend of all those cannabinoids mixed together.
The terpenes and trichomes?
The terpenes and chromes, bro. Yeah. Terps and chromes, tips and crims. But
turbines.
So it's turbines. So yeah, that one drives me nuts. It's sativa and indica is a grow characteristic. Generally, you know, your indicas are more bushy, squattier, more thicker, and your sativas are a little more lankier, taller.
Can take longer to flower even.
Yes, yeah.
Traditionally, yep. Versus shorter flowering times with indicas. But then there's indica and sativa like terps is the easiest way, like I was saying earlier, to describe to people. So like a more limony cultivar, something that has the limonene and carpholene and some myrcene, but predominantly limonene, that's going to be leaning more towards the effect of the uppity, energized, you know, subjectively, but that's what it's known for, which would then fall underneath the category of sativa. Like if they would just take this as a character, like a category for effects, and let's just call it that, but then look at it as which terpenes fall underneath this and those terpene combinations and the flavonoids that it give it. It's technical, yes, but it'd be a lot easier than just be like, all right, looking for an indica, high THC, you know, that spiel. And then when someone comes in even worse, is I'm looking for an indica or a sativa, and it's like, indica or sativa, both of which are incorrect, but Stevia. Even what you're looking for is wrong. So it's hard if you don't know the vocabulary to even know what you're looking for, but you're trying to find that effect. So if you can describe that, that helps, you know, but having terpene education comes with that. And that's where terpene, like I was saying a minute ago, people will say terpene or terpene, which again is just crazy to me when you look how it's spelled, but it's about educating yourself on this terminology so you know what to even ask for. So you can be educated for your beans or for your flower. Important, you know.
One for you, Chris. Cultivar and strain.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, the strain and again, then going over to cultivar, which is, You know, I'm modified. It's been bred.
Oh, never clone cultivar.
Never clone cultivar. It's also land race. You know, that's often misused. Variety. So those things, you know, are often interchangeably used. But most of the things that, most of the plants we grow are cultivars, right? We do have some land races, right? I've grown land races out before. But a lot of people say it's strain, you know? And it's like, should we get away from that word? Other people argue that, no, hey, this is how it's been for so many years. We're just going to go with it. So they continue to call it strain.
What about species?
And prevent a, what?
What about species? Species. That's what they call orchids. Different species of orchids. You know? Why don't we call it that?
Like virus. Different it sounds species like of
it.
Virus.
It sounds sketchy when you say it that way. Yeah. Cultivar makes you sound sophisticated.
Yep.
Yeah, like that's I have why tea I can't with my blunt. You know? Yeah. I'm going to have a little cultivar. This morning's cultivar is going to be this with some microalgae, eh? And it just flows, yes. But then it's like at the same time, that's the proper terminology, you know. But it's like just like telling somebody don't call it bud, call it kind of boss. And I think at the same time, that's not, you don't have to per se. But one is wrong. Strain is technically not correct, but that's what it's known. It's just what it's known as. Yeah. And it's weird how like we just accept stuff. It's like bro science. We're like, that's just what we've called it for years. It's like, let's change it. Let's say science has evolved and we know the answers now, you know?
Yep,
like,
yep. It's called Pluto, not a planet.
Let's do that.
We can evolve. We can change our mind. I personally love how that coach has swallowed you.
Yeah.
It does it.
It's like if you smoke too much.
This is your brain on drugs. Real.
Yeah,
I was just looking at you. Oh, your hood, your hood was like up around your ear.
I was almost up straight, lost. Boy. You better be up now.
It's hard. It's so comfy.
It's not easy. It's good.
But it's a comfy spot. And if you get too crazy, you'll start to slide backwards.
If I would have been drinking as much as pee on the flight, I would have been, this would be my spot.
Lubricated? Yeah, lubricated.
Just turn the whole show weekend at Bernie's stuff.
You'd be like, what do you think, Robin?
Yeah. What do you have another? You got another grocabulary that we should either understand or get rid of?
I was thinking of like defoliation is one of those terms that we kind of created.
It's not even a real word.
It's just a technique that was used. It's pruning. Yeah. Any other pruning plants? Any defol. Other plant that you talk
we
about?
We call
you're pruning
it defol even.
In medicinal plants, when we're removing leaves, we're not calling it pruning. We're calling it defoliation.
Yeah. Because you're removing the foliage, which is incorrect even, because there's the foliage and the fauna, correct? Foliage is up top, fauna on the bottom in the forest.
Fiona?
Fiona, yeah, she's the one that walks through it. It's like, let me swallow my coffee.
See, this is where when we get together, this like episode Scotty is just better. Because I just enjoy my time.
That was that movie, right?
Fiona.
Classic.
Anyways, yeah.
That's where like
I like how we've abbreviated defoliation. That you said that. That's it's what like we've even turned defol.
It's not even.
It's not even.
We turned defol, bro.
We turned a word out of a
non-word. Do you defol lollipop? You don't lollipop it. Like even like that. It's just like, oh, so you prune all the bottoms off? No, I lollipop. Oh, so you prune all the bottoms off? No, I defol lollipop. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's but it's like how you're learning and where you're learning it from that becomes the terminology that you use. Well, it's the vocabulary that you would use.
A very large joint is often referred to as a blunt, right?
That's crazy.
That happens
to me.
Quite a bit. Someone's like, wow, I smoked a huge blunt.
Yeah, and then you see and it. And it's like, what's that little white thing?
I'm like, that's paper.
Yeah.
That's just that to me is a donk. Or yeah, that's a cannon.
Rolling big doinks with the Amish, trying to smoke big doinks with the Amish out here. That's what you got the thumber. Like my boy Cody will roll up them beast. Chris does. Chris Wank, he'll roll up them dukers. Like he'll roll dukers, like two paper dukers. Man, he's trying to get three in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a crowd. You need a crowd to smoke those.
Yeah, yep. Crowd. Well, he's a big boy too. He's tall. He's big. He's here just toking them back and not having a blunt. So people mix those up, or they'll be like, "Oh, I smoke a spliff." It's like a spliff is mixed with tobacco specifically. Mm-hmm. So there is, you can use your own, you know, nickname, but it's incorrect. A lot of people do that stuff. They'll be like, yeah, this is just what I call it. It's like, I've done that too over the years. I've said things. I'm like, that was wrong. Wow. And it was on my YouTube channel.
Wow, I sounded dumb.
What about mispronouncing? Is that a big, like, Coca-Core, when it's actually Coca-Coyer? Is that a big deal? Like, what are we talking, tomatoes?
That's the splitting hairs. That's the ones that people think that we are when we say cultivar.
Does that fit in this video?
That's the ones they're like, they're bullies and weeds snubs and snooty.
Actually, it's Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola. What did you just say? Like, that's
Coca-Cola.
And people's like, there's been people like that who've like, well, the whole video would be like a 10, 15 minute really good video and be like, you said this thing wrong. Like,
it's foliar spray, not foliar spray.
Yeah, there's no, the eye doesn't really.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, and I'm always, I'm tomatoes. From Michigan. I've been saying Bovita or Bovita for years and it's Bovita. Bovita.
Yeah, I say Bovita.
Yeah.
It's Bovita.
Because right? I'm ignorant and now I'm not. I learned. And like, that's where you've got to figure these things out as you're doing stuff. Because again, you can't diagnose your issue, ask for help.
Yeah, my cortisai.
Couldn't even spell it for years.
My cortisai.
I think
my
I used to say Vivo Sun when it was Vivo Sun.
Vivo.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Way back then.
Well, it's one thing is you never hear, I've never in my life seen a Vivo commercial. So how would I know how to say it?
Yeah.
I'm only reading.
I would have
it.
Thought Vivo would be V-E-E-V-O.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm ignorant.
Right. That's just the way
like
it is.
Like sheer ignorance. Yep. And it's okay.
I only read it. That's why I thought it was mycorrhizae.
My thing also.
My cortisai.
I was like, mycorrhizae.
Didn't you?
Mycorrhizae.
What have you learned?
Yeah, now I can only say it in English.
Yeah, I have it's to start that way. To spell it too. I'm like, mycorrhizae. All right, let's just
the ABCs. Because the Google prompt I asked how to say it
was yeah, it came a little English boy.
Mycorrhizae.
That's how you learned.
That's how I only
you say it. You say it in that accent.
I just put a little bit of mycorrhizae. Yeah, just put a little mycorrhizae in it and you'll be just fine.
So what about the element CalMag?
CalMag.
That one, everyone needs CalMag.
Yeah,
you that know? Nutrient. That specific
people
mineral.
People are really getting confused on the military grade versus the medical grade.
I think
when
that's
to use
the issue.
When not to use
that's
it.
Correct.
And if it's licensed, if you have a license for that's it, because correct. That's another level of clearance.
Did you actually, we have haters that think we are actually pushing military grade CalMag.
Like this is a real thing.
Yeah. Military yeah. Man. Like these are the guys that get military grade CalMag.
The sense of humor and sarcasm that some people lack.
Oh, it's
lost. Startling sometimes. Yeah, it's so like, fun. You can tell I was kidding. Like I've been joking this whole time. We talk crap. We're just kidding. You know, like there'll be episodes even they'll be like, yeah, you just didn't let Chris talk. Like he said before, he's like, I don't got much to add to this episode, boys. We're like, all right.
Sometimes.
We'll just ramble on. And then they'll be like, you didn't even give Chris a word. It's like, we paused.
Stomped all over.
That time, Shannon.
It's like,
he'll unmute and be like, and.
Comes right in.
I will give you time at
the
end.
The Jorge Cervantes episode. I mean, jeez, couldn't you get a word in?
It was tough.
Couldn't you get a word in?
It was tough.
I got one question in.
I'm sorry.
You nailed it though. You had really good questions.
It
was a good episode.
I did. Me and Jorge bonded. That's the difference.
We didn't have a chance.
But I think that's where hashtag.
This is. I will never live down the Bluetooth speaker.
Oh,
you will not live down this Jorge Cervantes interview.
I took Jorge from everybody, and I'm sorry. He's my friend.
Yeah.
He basically said we were friends.
You guys have to tune back to that Jorge Cervantes.
And for the record, Chris isn't getting off of this because his fuckability with the plants is next level. Okay, so you got to...
You guys say flexibility, and I said too fast. Flexibility.
So good, and then you lost us for like 3 minutes.
That's another vocab right there. Is like, what? If your plants have a good fuckability to them, that means you could breed with them.
Thanks, Jesse.
Did you say fuckability? It's like, you're like, whoa. You had to like stop the conversation.
I had to stop because I'm really good at that. I'm like, whoa, you lost me. You had me really good.
Like I was with it until
then. And then we both heard it.
Yeah.
Once we
but that's
it
where
up.
It's like.
The comments are dying.
There's a lot of stuff that's like slang and inside joke things with even gross stuff. Like with this military grade CalMag. It's calcium and magnesium, two different elements that you need for your plants, right? But people notoriously would just say CalMag. Then we joke and add extra and say military grade CalMag, like total sarcasm. So for those of you who lack that area of identifying sarcasm,
I have
jokes,
a WhatsApp and
sending money for lights is all you like. I think there's a disconnect in terms of like joke play on word things. You know
joke
what I'm saying?
Is
like
the fim. Add more CalMag. Oh, that needs CalMag.
Yeah,
and so that's where
the CalMag, that's the common solution.
So many forums, it was always CalMag. And then
and
the plants didn't even look.
Oftentimes, hey, you have a CalMag deficiency.
We need to get.
I have a CalMag deficiency. Yeah, fix it.
We need to get a shirt.
There's
with a
tandem. They just go together.
I got a new idea for a shirt. Someone will steal it and send me one if you do. like the more cowbell dude, but more cowmeg, and have make that a shirt and have just like the bell above it. But it says cowmeg on there.
And then we could do a got cowmeg line.
Got cowmeg, yeah. With like a milk mustache or cowmeg.
With a military, brown,
military great geeks.
We do like with a vest. Yeah. With a tank or something. Military great cowmeg.
Just shooting it out like military
a
shots.
Tank, a tank rolling over plants. It's like, you've got the military great cowmeg.
Well, I just figured out our next t-shirt, boys. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Stashmerch.com. He's going to be bringing that out. If you're looking for any gear, stashmerch.com. Get yourself some military gear.
Yeah, that's actually really nice. That came out really nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are both wearing that merch from Stash Merch.
Yeah, I have an original, though. That is true. I'm wearing an original.
What are you wearing, Wink?
For top to bottom, Stash Merch. And he's even got the unreleased shoes.
Stash Merch do-rag, too. A little unreleased. We have one of those as well. Yeah. Two of
like a Stash Merch towel or something? Mouse pad? Good stuff.
It's stashmerch.com. Pads, maxi pads.
This is the original logo one. I really like that one. Yeah. That one's that's pretty new compared to the little bit of a throwback on that.
This
one
is the Van original. Homage.
Yeah. Paying homage. This is the tightened, revised version.
Yep.
We got a pretty good designer for this, so shout out to him.
Raise your hand, designer.
I think when it boils down to these vocabulary things, people need to not be afraid to ask. Don't feel stupid. And I think that's the biggest thing. When you look in forums, people have been shredded apart over years, Facebook groups, sometimes even comment sections. But know that if it's from the stash, garden talk, pigeons, like, our community doesn't tolerate that. We literally are like, somebody who's two steps ahead of you, it's their honor to share that information. They're like, dude, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. Like, they're stoked to be their, like, your liaison to knowing how to do this stuff and knowing the vocabulary in the words. Because I, you know how many times I've searched stuff wrong? Like, what was the other one? EC, looking at your EC, electrical conductivity, right? Initially, when I heard somebody saying that, I thought they were saying BC. BC. And so I'm looking up BC for, and it's BC buds, BC this, and all these. And I'm like, BC water, BC, like BC water measurement. And then eventually I asked somebody, they're like, it's EC, EC. I was like, oh.
You don't know what you don't know.
I just watched a video and they said it real fast and I didn't hear it. And I thought he said BC. So then this whole time I'm telling other people, I didn't have a grow channel at the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out this whole BC stuff and pH. And they're like, I've never heard of that. It's different. I'm like, yeah, next level stuff, right? It's like, yeah, that was military grade. Nobody knew next level. You got your EC, then your BC.
One term I think that gets misused quite a bit is the term flushing. And I'm kind of guilty of this.
Flushing versus leaching.
Well, not so much. I think a lot of people like to consider just a heavy water with just a little bit of runoff as like a flush, or even, you know, a one kind of drench and runoff as a flush, rather than the process of inundating your pot with water.
Your pot with pot.
And then the reasoning for why you would flush your plants. You know, in particular for me, if I'm ever running any kind of toxicity and I need to kind of drain that out, then one of the ways I'll do that is add water, kind of flush out those nutrients. And I just feel like we kind of mix it up. And I've done it myself in regards to a heavy water versus a flush.
Yeah. I think
some people even go to the point where they say a flush is just stopping nutrients for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, good point.
Not running any water through at all. That's a very good point. Stopping nutrients. I'm doing my 2 week flush that you just stop nutrients and then just water only for the last 2 weeks. Some people call that a flush.
And would you refer to that as a leech?
I think that's, again, that's slang. That's our terminology we decide to use. And I think people are adapting is we call it leeching, but it would just be stopping feeding your plant for the last 2 weeks. That's what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But like the term would be not necessarily a term that you would Google, and this is what the botany world has called it, so to speak. This is our lingo. Yep. And I think we call it leaching because I always identified it as flushing for years. And then I think we had a talk on from the stash about it, and I was like, I leech, actually. That's exactly what I do.
We had that aha moment.
Yeah, like that. We were sitting there. I was like, it isn't a flush. Like,
and, you know, it's like a few episodes ago we were referring to bucking. Yeah,
you know, bucking, I said
in,
it.
In fairness, it's just stripping the plant.
Yeah, like what the action of it is, but then like we're creating our industry and our community, we're creating our new vocabulary that isn't known to the world, and then it's subjective in some places where people are like, well, we refer to that as this. It's like, that's different. You know, like even I've had people telling me that their curing process and it's literally just drying. I'm like, you're drying, that's drying. Like, well, I mean, it's technically you're removing the moisture from it, so you're doing that then. I'm like, I guess, yes, if we're splitting hairs, you're right. That could be a part of your curing process, but I wouldn't say that's curing. Like, well, yeah, I'm removing the moisture from it. I'm like, fuck, I guess. All right, we're splitting hairs. That's what it is. Because the whole time it's drying in a jar is what you're doing. You're preserving it and drying it, but we call it curing. Like you would cure beef. It wouldn't be quite the same exact process, but it is extracting the moisture from it and to preserve it for a longer period of time. So, like, we've got our own twist on a lot of lingo that becomes confusing.
Well, should just get into the world, and I can't wait to ever sit down with Chris from Swank if we ever got into the wild world of extractions.
Hang out with that dude.
But imagine trying to keep up with resin, live rosin, distillate, shatter.
Soup, you mean? Oh, yeah. BHO being in.
Crumble,
butter. Yeah. Like, there's just so, there's a lot.
And that's all just extracts. And like, well, but there's a different, pretty much from extract, the same how it's done here, and little tiny variations.
The process it's used.
Crazy conversation.
When it's extracted, how long it's stored before.
Soon, that's going to be like 2 weeks.
It comes up in a few weeks. Yep. Oh. Yeah, special trip. Yep.
You might get some new shoes for that one.
You could almost guarantee it.
Yeah, man, I think when you got to think about these things, and you say it out loud, sometimes they make sense. Sometimes you're like, oh, that's what they're referring to. Just like the leaching thing, like leaching it. Oh, that's what it makes sense. But then there's certain words that just are confusing, or acronyms, again, that are confusing. When PPD, like we mentioned there.
I had a couple episodes ago, again, confusing the difference between lollipopping and defoliation or pruning. It's all pruning, right? Let's be real.
Both pruning techniques.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of how much are you taking off. And I often refer to it all as lollipopping. Because at the end, it looks like a lollipop. Stick.
Bottom third, bottom quarter of the plant.
Right. But it's pruning. So,
pruning.
Yeah. And I just lump it up as lollipopping.
Like, we don't realize sometimes the influence of the stuff that we say. You know what I'm saying? So we'll say something and people take it as definite. And it's like, right, that's just how I refer to it.
Right.
Like that. That's just what it is, you know? When it comes to gas, wherever you are, you brother, I'm looking at you. It's what it is. Don't confuse that one. Other things, some things can be subjective. Loud, after we talked that one out, I feel like that could be subjective because that could even be look. It looks loud. It looks crazy. Like it's purple with some crazy-looking neon orange and trichomes galore or triclones.
This is Grandpa trying to be hip.
This is me trying to be hip for you kids. I listen to ye.
He can get down with it.
What about quiet? Is that a word where it's like...
Oh, I've said that. I've been like, your stuff's quiet. Library, bro. That's a library, bud. Shh. There's nothing to it.
Water.
You know, and I think there's slang everywhere. Different neighborhoods, different cities, different cultures, they're going to have different slang for things. Some stuff, though, can make or break what you're doing and advancing in your grow. And I think that you should take the time to learn, like, the definition of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, glossaries, in the back of both of Chris's books that have just information that's in the, like, I don't think it's a glossary. Was it index?
Glossaries at the back, glossary. Index is at the front.
There it is. He knows. He reads books. And I think things like that are great points to start, because if you're someone who's not going to read through the whole thing, if you're looking for this word that you've been hearing and you're like, what the hell does that even mean? Dive deeper into it, because a lot of this stuff can make or break what you're doing because you don't understand the concept behind the terminology. I think it's important. And these are just some things that we obviously came up with, you know, a couple off the top of our head.
I'm kind of curious what's going to come up in the comments section.
I was just going to say, I'd like to hear some too that you guys think that are subjective ones that are commonly misconstrued. Or ones that maybe we haven't heard of that
commonly
like are
mispronounced
new.
As
mispronounced
well.
As well, yeah. Spell the what you think it sounds like spelling. Like this is like, I could try to guess it, but like triclone?
Triclones.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting, man. I think that's a good conversation to potentially have a part two. We'll see what the people think. But
yeah.
Until then. Big shout out to our Patreon members, everybody on
Patreon.
Thank you guys.
Across the bottom right there,
and a
club.
Huge shout out to all of our recent patrons. Thank you guys for signing up. We really appreciate the support, overwhelmingly positive. So thank you for that. It means a lot. That's patreon.com/from the stash. We're going to hit you with a little stashblend.com advo. Go check that out. All in one premium additive. You've probably seen that.
Top of the line. Best in the game.
I said all in one. It's not an all in one.
Almost
all in one. It's an almost all in one, but it's premium additive.
Almost all
stashblend.com. Growers Gauntlet.
We'll call it a nearly all in one.
All in two.
Growers Gauntlet. Pretty exciting.
GrowersGauntlet.com. Check it out if you want to be able to see me destroy both of these suckers right here.
Not a chance, brother.
No, I think it's going to be a good time, and I'm excited to see who comes out on top, man. It's gonna
be a cool one. Yeah. Very cool, sweet, boys. Great conversation. Can't wait to meet up with you guys again next week.
Big shout out to, of course, our sponsors making this happen. Shout out to you guys for tuning in and being great people. This is Rob from CLTV and from the Stash Pigeon 420. Mr. Grow It, wink on the ones and twos, and you beautiful people. Stay lifted.
Peace out, guys. Peace.